Well, Joe, time was when a Donegal hurler could only, I suppose, dream of going to a football or a hurling final in Croke Park. But certainly things have changed. You're heading up there now again this weekend for the Nicky Rackard final. And it's been a pretty regular occurrence over the last decade or so, hasn't it?
I suppose it has, Tom. You know, you said it there yourself. You know, when I was probably growing up, you could only have dreamt of going out and playing in Croke Park. I think it was every young boy's dream, you know, and playing the GAA, to go up there to headquarters and play, you know. And as I say, especially, you know, hurling-wise in Donegal, I never thought that probably get the opportunity. But over the last number of years, I've been lucky enough, you know, to play there a few times. And every time you get to go up there, you know, is a privilege and a real bonus, you know.
And tell me, how many times have you played there?
I'd say now, Tom, this will be the fifth occasion now, you know, coming up this weekend, please God.
Yeah, and you've had more success than disappointment.
We have, you know, it's been good days too, you know. You know, looking back through there, we had a Laurie Maher title we won there, and then two Nicky Rackards and things like that, you know. So, as I say, you know, it's been pretty good days as well.
Yeah, yeah. So you have one Laurie Maher and two Nicky Rackards.
That's right, Tom. Yeah, well, the last final there, Tom, I was actually in America for the final, you know, but...
You had played in the campaign.
But I was there for the bit of the campaign and that. But as I say, you know, any time you get up there to play, it's great, you know.
And what is it special about it?
I suppose, you know, as I said earlier on there, it's just one of them things. It's an iconic venue, like, and growing up and being a massive GAA fan and football and hurling and everything, you know, it's just like it's somewhere you always dream of, you know.
It's the Holy Grail. It's the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail is the call, Tom, and it's just great, I suppose, to get that opportunity again, you know.
Well, back to the pressing matter of this weekend. And the season in general, obviously it's been a strange season with COVID-19, Joe, and you were lucky enough, I suppose, to get the league finished and wrapped up and won as well.
Aye, look, you know, it seems a lifetime ago now since that all happened. But you know, we had a good pre-season. The National League went pretty well for us. I think it was the one defeat against Armagh, the first game. It might have given us the kick that we needed, you know. We kind of got things together after that, you know, and went on and played Armagh again in the National League final, and you know, got revenge over them, got the one over them again. And I suppose, as you say, it's been a strange year, but look, we were lucky to just get the National League title in the bag just before the lockdown came.
First one. I remember speaking to you in Carrickmore after that final win, and to Mickey McCann as well, and everybody was looking forward to the Nicky Rackard in a matter of weeks, but little did we think that it would probably be 7-8 months later before it got on the way.
Aye, that's it. You know, we didn't really, I suppose, we didn't know the extent of the virus at that stage. You know, it was kind of an unknown quantity. And we were looking forward. We were in a good place. We had a great one over Armagh, as you say, in Carrickmore. And we were all guns blazing, heading into the Nicky Rackard. I think it was in a five or six weeks' time around that stage. And little did we know it would be over more than 5 or 6 months' time before we played.
Yeah. And how difficult was it to get back on the bike again? Obviously, you played the club championship and you got a number of games, but obviously, you know, facing into, and at the time when the championship started, there was a lot of uncertainty about it too, wasn't there?
There was, you know, and you said it there, like yourself, I suppose coming in there, we didn't really know what to expect, you know, a lot of things have changed, and any week you could have somebody out, or, you know what I mean, you don't know, a week's a long time now in the current circumstances, like. But you said it there, you know, in the club campaign was a massive help, like, because Donegal hurling now club wise is really competitive, and we had a good club championship, you know, run off in Donegal, and then I think that helped a lot of the boys, and then we just kind of more or less had the ground running best we could for the Nicky Rackard, you know.
Yeah, probably came a bit fast for the couple of clubs that were involved in county finals, like Setanta, St Junans, and obviously Cairn Donagh and Dunloa in the junior championship as well. Maybe for their players, it was straight back into county.
That's it, you know, and I suppose if you pick up an injury or two, you don't really have time to recover. You know, some boys might have had a few wee injuries in the club championship, but kind of played on with them, and then as you go on to the county scene, and they're still carrying that injury, and it probably catches up with you over over the number of weeks or whatever it is, you know, and it probably did in a sense to some of the lads. But no, thank God, like, you know, the boys all looked after themselves pretty well over the lockdown and things that got there, and recovery time has been pretty quick, so we're looking forward to the weekend.
And tell me, how did you find that, you know, obviously that you have this, you're not allowed to use dressing rooms for training, you know, you're still not getting into the dress or using the dressing rooms in Convoy in this splendid new facility, you know, that's obviously an inconvenience for even preparation wise.
It is, Tom, you know, but look, I suppose at the start, you know, during the lockdown and things, if somebody would have said to us that you can't use the changing rooms, and you know, and it's a new normal, I suppose, in a way, it is an inconvenience, but look, we're just glad to get out there and play hurling. You know, you would have took the hand of somebody if they said that you have to get changed in the up in the stand there in O'Donnell Park, and even if it is a one-day, you don't mind. You get on with it. You do what you have to do to protect the team and everybody else and everybody out there, like, you know what I mean? And we're just lucky and very fortunate to be going out there and be able to play, you know.
Yeah. And you're living out of the county now as well. How have you found that?
Aye, look, you know, I suppose the travelling, it can take its toll at times, but once you're one and you don't mind, you know, it'll be different if we're getting beat, I suppose, and heading up and down the road. But look, once you're one and the body feels not so bad, and look, I'm enjoying it. As I say, it's a privilege every time you go out there and be able to pull on the Donegal jersey. You know, it's a real privilege for me, and definitely in these circumstances, you know.
And obviously, then we talk about the campaign. Obviously, played Longford in the first game, Armagh the second game, and Tyrone last week in the semi final. Just the 1 week break in, or one weekend off in all that time. And obviously, as we mentioned, players going in from the club championship and that with Kerry and Knox. And you've had your fair share of injuries. I was actually counting this morning. Mickey McCann has used something like 27 players.
Aye, there you are, Tom. Like, you know, I suppose the first day we went out and we played Longford, we took us a while to get up to the pace, you know, but that could be expected too, you know. And as I say, it wasn't a bad thing. It might have been the kick we needed again there. And we went on and we had a good result over Armagh and another good one against Tyrone, who like, we never get it easy against. And as you said there, Mickey's used like a number of players, and it's something that I've noticed. I suppose like the strength and depth in the panel is probably there, right up there than it was like in a long, long time. You know, there's lads that you know that can come off the bench at any time and just be as good as the player on the pitch, you know. And if you do be out through injury or whatever it may be, or loss of form, you know, there's somebody there that'll take your place. And as you say, like, that's a big number of players to be using, but they're there, and each one of the players is more than good enough to do a job. Like.
Yeah, and you know, the last two games without Dicton Coulter and Davin Flynn, two of your top scorers, Bernard Lafferty in there as well, you know, contributes a lot of scores, scored heavily in your opening game as well. Without those, like, it's unthinkable, really. You know, it would have been unthinkable some time ago, but I know it's a well-worn cliche, and you mentioned it already, but there is strength and depth there now. We see Jack O'Loughlin stepping up to the plate last week, taking over the free taking duties and playing a very influential role at centre half forward. You know, Jared Gilmore, I suppose, letting the shackles off, scoring 2-4 last weekend, and young Conor O'Grady coming in, Kevin Keeley coming in. A lot of young players coming through.
Yeah, a lot of young players there coming through, you know. And you mentioned yourself, like the boys coming in, and I suppose they look around and then they don't see these boys playing, and they probably think to themselves, well, maybe it's time that I need to really step up here today, and like, you know, the boys are flying up there, to be honest. Even like the ball coming out of defence, they're working really, really, or out of the opposite defence, they're working really, really hard. And as I say, like, Jack, he was probably there playing the half back line. Mickey pushed him up a bit, playing fantastic hurling all together, you know. And as you say, the young boys coming up from St. Junan there, and Jerry and Ronan and the whole lot, you know, the boys are they're really stepping up to the plate, like, and which is great to see from our point of view.
And talk to me about Mayo, because you're now living in Mayo, aren't you?
I am, Tom. I am. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're in enemy, deep in enemy territory this week.
Deep in enemy territory this week, that's right, Tom.
Do you know much of them? Donegal wouldn't have a great record. I think Mickey McCallum was telling me last week it's, what, 2004, 2005 since you last got beat them?
Yeah, that's like, you know what I mean? That's a long time ago, and I remember we played them now probably a good few times over the years, and like it's always very hard to get a result, and we were just always lacking something. I don't know really what it was, Tom. We just really couldn't and get over the line against them, you know. And their club scene down here as well is very strong. You know, they've two or three great, really really strong teams, and as I say, like they're going to be a hard nut to crack this week. Like, they're playing up in Division 2A hurling there, although they got relegated this year. But, like, you know, even playing the likes of Antrim and Offaly and Kerry and these teams, it's going to stand to them as well. You know, they took great experience from that. And, look, we'll go on this weekend. We'll go on as underdogs. But in saying that, you know, we have great confidence in our team as well, you know, and we'll see how they get on.
Yeah, and a lot of experience, because as I mentioned, what you were playing in five times. Quite a lot of the team have at least won one Nicky record, and maybe quite a number have won two.
That's it. You know, we have great experience there, and like the lads, you know, some of the boys have been up there for a first time, some boys picking up like myself, fifth and sixth or whatever it may be. You know, I suppose like the one on the Nicky record there a few years ago would have give the lads that bit of experience of playing up there, and you know they'll not be overawed by the occasion. But look, come, you were going up there, they won a cup as well, Tom. You know, and it's great, as I say, to be playing in Croke Park. But at the same time, you know, you want to go up there and you want to come away with a Nicky record, and I think that's the main goal. And we can't really forget about that either. You know, we're going up there as a final, and any time you're in a final, you know, you're there to win it.
Like. Yeah. How does this team compare with the teams that won Nicky record? What, 2013, 2018?
I suppose, you know, it's changing. The teams change, like from the time we beat Roscommon. You know, there's not a whole lot of lads left, like, and you know, you go on, as you say, the last time played Warwickshire, there's even it's only a few years ago, but there's a good turnover of players again. So, look, every year there's turnover of players that happens in every county and every club team, like, and it's just how you respond. We're lucky enough, as I said before, that we've some great young players coming through, and hopefully we can get the job done come Sunday.
What's the good feeling?
It's a great feeling, Tom, you know, it is, like, and the we're hoping now just come Sunday, like that we're ready, we've trained well, you know, we're sharp, we're hoping that everybody will be fit and looking forward to it.